This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Optjulag, active ingredient, S, nivolumab and relatlimab. This leaflet provides important information about using Optjulag. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Optjulag. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I given Optjulag? Optjulag is a medicine that contains two active substances, nivolumab and relatlimab, which are monoclonal antibodies. They are designed to recognize and attach to a specific target substance in the body. Nivolumab attaches to a target protein called programmed F1 receptor, PD1. Relatlimab attaches to a target protein called lymphocyte activation gene 3, LAG3. Those proteins can switch off the activity of T cells, a type of white blood cell that forms part of the immune system, the body's natural defense. By attaching to LAG3 and PD1, nivolumab and relatlimab block their action and prevent them from switching off your T cells. This helps increase their activity against the melanoma cancer cells. Optjulag is used to treat advanced, unresectable, or metastatic melanoma in adults and in adolescents, 12 years and older weighing at least 40 kilograms. What should I know before I'm given Optjulag? Warnings. Do not use Optjulag if you are allergic to nivolumab and relatlimab, or any of the other ingredients of this medicine. Always check the ingredients and speak to your doctor to make sure you can use this medicine. Do not use Optjulag if you are pregnant, unless your doctor specifically tells you to. Talk to your doctor before using Optjulag as it may cause problems with your lungs such as breathing difficulties or cough. These may be signs of inflammation of the lungs, pneumonitis, or interstitial lung disease, diarrhea, watery, loose, or soft stools, or any symptoms of inflammation of the intestines, colitis, such as stomach pain and mucus, or blood in stool. Inflammation of the liver, hepatitis. Signs and symptoms of hepatitis may include abnormal liver function tests, eye or skin yellowing, jaundice, pain on the right side of your stomach area, or tiredness, inflammation, or problems with your kidneys. Signs and symptoms may include abnormal kidney function tests or decreased volume of urine, problems with your hormone-producing glands, including the pituitary, the thyroid, the parathyroid and adrenal glands, that may affect how these glands work. Signs and symptoms that these glands are not working properly may include fatigue, extreme tiredness, weight change, or headache, decreased blood levels of calcium and visual disturbances. Diabetes symptoms include excessive thirst, the passing of a greatly increased amount of urine, increase in appetite with a loss of weight, feeling tight, drowsy, weak, depressed, irritable and generally unwell, or diabetic ketoacidosis, acid in the blood produced from diabetes, inflammation of the skin, that can lead to severe skin reaction, known as toxic epidermal necrolysis and Stevens-Johnson syndrome. Signs and symptoms of severe skin reaction may include rash, itching, and peeling of the skin, possibly fatal, inflammation of the heart muscle, myocarditis. Signs and symptoms may include chest pain, irregular and/or rapid heartbeat, fatigue, swelling in the ankles, or shortness of breath, solid organ transplant rejection, hemophagocytic lymphohistiocytosis. A rare disease in which your immune system makes too many of otherwise normal infection-fighting cells called histiocytes and lymphocytes. Symptoms may include enlarged liver and/or spleen, skin rash, lymph node enlargement, breathing problems, easy bruising, kidney abnormalities, and heart problems. Graft versus host disease. This may happen if you received a stem cell transplant that used donor stem cells, allogen 8 before treatment with Optjulag. Tell your doctor immediately if you have any of these signs or symptoms, or if they get worse. These signs and symptoms are sometimes delayed and may develop weeks or months after your last dose. Check with your doctor if you have any history of inflammation of the lungs, have been taken medicines to suppress your immune system, were previously given immunotherapy and experienced serious side effects because of that medicine, have an autoimmune disease, a condition where the body attacks its own organs like Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, or lupus, have received an organ transplant, have received, or plan to receive a stem cell transplant that uses donor stem cells, allogeneic, have a condition that affects your nervous system, such as myasthenia gravis or Guillain-Barré syndrome, have been told that your cancer has spread to your brain, have melanoma of the eye, are pregnant, or think you might be, or plan to become pregnant. Opdualag can harm your unborn baby. Your healthcare provider should do a pregnancy test before you start receiving Opdualag, are breastfeeding, or intend to breastfeed. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Do not use Opdualag if you are pregnant, unless your doctor specifically tells you to. The effects of Opdualag in pregnant women are not known, but it is possible that the active substances, relatlimab and nivolumab, could harm an unborn baby. Ask your doctor if you can breastfeed during or after treatment with Opdualag. It is not known if this medicine passes into human milk. A risk to the breastfed infant cannot be excluded. If you are pregnant, breastfeeding, think you may be pregnant, or are planning to have a baby, ask your doctor for advice before taking this medicine. You must use effective contraception while you are being treated with Opdualag, and for at least 5 months following the last dose of Opdualag, if you are a woman who could become pregnant. Talk to your doctor about contraceptive methods that may be right for you while you are taking Opdualag. Tell your doctor straight away if you become pregnant during treatment. Use in children or adolescents. This medicine is not recommended for use in children and adolescents under 12 years of age. Opdualag contains sugar, as sucrose. Opdualag contains sugar. If you have been told by your doctor that you have intolerance to some sugars, contact your doctor before taking this medicine. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Opdualag. Tell your doctor if you are taking any medicines that suppress your immune system, such as corticosteroids, since these medicines may interfere with the effect of Opdualag. However, once you are treated with Opdualag, your doctor may give you corticosteroids to reduce any possible side effects that you may have during your treatment, and this will not impact the effect of the medicine. Do not take any other medicines during your treatment without talking to your doctor first. How am I given Opdualag? How is Opdualag given? You will receive treatment with Opdualag in a hospital or clinic under the supervision of an experienced healthcare professional. Opdualag will be given to you as an infusion, a drip into a vein, intravenously. How much you will be given? The recommended dose in adult patients is Opdualag, 480 mg nivolumab and 160 mg relatlimab every 4 weeks, administered as an intravenous infusion over 30 minutes. The recommended dose in adolescent patients, 12 years and older, weighing at least 40 kg, is Opdualag, 480 mg nivolumab and 160 mg relatlimab every 4 weeks, administered as an intravenous infusion over 30 minutes. Depending on your dose, the appropriate amount of Opdualag will be diluted with sodium chloride 9 mg per milliliter, 0.9% solution for injection, or glucose 50 mg per milliliter, 5% solution for injection before use. More than one vial of Opdualag may be necessary to obtain the required dose. How often will you receive Opdualag? Opdualag is given every 4 weeks. Your doctor will continue giving you Opdualag for as long as you keep benefiting from it or until you no longer tolerate the treatment. Your healthcare provider will do blood tests regularly to check you for side effects. If you miss any appointments, call your doctor as soon as possible to reschedule your appointment. If you have any further questions on the use of this medicine, ask your doctor. What should I know while receiving Opdualag? Things you should do. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are treating you that you are being treated with Opdualag. Be aware of important symptoms of inflammation. Optulag acts on your immune system, and may cause inflammation in any parts of your body. Inflammation may cause serious damage to your body, and some inflammatory conditions may be life-threatening and need treatment or withdrawal of Optulag. Tell your doctor immediately if you experience any signs or symptoms of inflammation. Tell your doctor immediately if you become pregnant while being treated with Optulag. Use an effective method of contraception during treatment and for 5 months after stopping treatment. Call your doctor straight away or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you experience shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. These could be symptoms of a serious allergic reaction. Experience signs and symptoms of a serious immune-related problem or side effect. See Section 6. Are there any side effects in this CMI? Things you should not do. Do not use this medicine during pregnancy without speaking to your doctor. Do not breastfeed if you are taking Optulag without speaking to your doctor. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Optulag affects you. Optulag may have a minor influence on the ability to drive and use machines. However, use caution when performing these activities until you are sure that Optulag does not adversely affect you. Looking after your medicine. It is unlikely that you will be asked to store Optulag yourself. It will be stored in the hospital or clinic where it is given to you. Are there any side effects? Like all medicines, this medicine can cause side effects, although not everybody gets them. Your doctor will discuss these with you and will explain the risks and benefits of your treatment. Optulag can cause your immune system to attack normal organs and tissues in any area of your body and can affect the way they work. These problems can sometimes become severe or can lead to death. These problems may happen anytime during treatment or even after your treatment has ended. You may have more than one of these problems at the same time. Do not try to treat your symptoms with other medicines on your own. Your doctor may give you other medicines in order to prevent complications and reduce your symptoms. Withhold the next dose of Optulag or stop your treatment with Optulag altogether. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Lung problems. Inflammation of the lung. Pneumonitis characterized by new or worsening cough. Shortness of breath. Breathing difficulties or chest pain. Intestinal problems. Diarrhea, watery, loose, or soft stools, or more frequent bowel movements than usual. Stool that are black, tarry, sticky, or have blood, or mucus. Severe stomach area, abdominal pain, or tenderness. Inflammation of the intestines, colitis, enterocolitis, celiac disease, pancreatic exocrine insufficiency. Liver problems. Inflammation of the liver, hepatitis, and inflammation of the bile duct system, cholangitis. Yellowing of your skin or the whites of your eyes, jaundice. Severe nausea or vomiting. Pain on the right side of your stomach area, abdomen. Dark urine, tea colored. Tiredness, bleeding, or bruising more easily than normal, fever, or chills. Hormone gland problems. Headaches that will not go away, or unusual headaches. Eye sensitivity to light. Eye problems. Rapid heartbeat. Increased sweating. Extreme tiredness. Weight gain or weight loss. Feeling more hungry or thirsty than usual. Urinating more often than usual. Hair loss. Feeling cold. Constipation. Your voice gets deeper. Dizziness or fainting. Drowsiness, weakness, feeling generally unwell. Changes in mood or behavior, such as decreased sex drive, irritability, or forgetfulness. Kidney problems. Inflammation of the kidney. Kidney failure. High levels of proteins in the urine. Decrease in your amount of urine. Blood in your urine. Swelling in your ankles. Loss of appetite. Skin problems. Rash. Itching. Skin blistering or peeling. Pemphigoid. Painful sore or ulcers in mouth or nose, throat, or genital area. Heart problems. Chest pain. Irregular and or rapid heartbeat. Swelling in your ankles. Fatigue. Shortness of breath. Fluid around the heart. Inflammation of the heart muscle. Infusion reactions. Allergic reaction. Reaction related to the infusion of the medicine. Life-threatening allergic reaction. These are not all of the signs and symptoms of immune system problems that can happen with Optulag. call, or see your healthcare provider right away for any new or worsening sign or symptoms, which may include inflammation of the brain, encephalitis, confusion, sleepiness, memory problems, fever, changes in mood or behavior, stiff neck, balance problems, seizures, tingling or numbness of the arms or legs, dizziness, inflammation of the nerves causing numbness, weakness, tingling or burning pain of the arms and legs, impairment of the sense of taste, double vision, blurry vision, sensitivity to light, eye pain, changes in eyesight, persistent or severe muscle pain or weakness, muscle cramps, low red blood cells, bruising, a temporary inflammation of the nerves that causes pain, weakness, and paralysis in the extremities, Guillain-Barré syndrome, inflammation of the optic nerve that may cause a complete or partial loss of vision, increased secretion of tears, increased blood congestion in the eye, an inflammatory disorder, most likely of autoimmune origin, affecting the eyes, skin and the membranes of the ears, brain, and spinal cord, Vogt-Koyanagi-Herida syndrome, condition in which the immune system attacks its own tissues, causing widespread inflammation and tissue damage in the affected organs, such as joints, skin, brain, lungs, kidneys, and blood vessels, systemic lupus erythematosus, condition in which the immune system attacks the glands that make moisture for the body, such as tears and saliva, Sjögren's syndrome, inflammation of the pancreas. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects, or they get worse. Other side effects. Very common side effects. What to do? Decreased appetite. Nausea, stomach pain, constipation, itching, skin color change in patches, vitiligo, pain in the muscles, bones, and joints, feeling tight or weak, fever, changes in the results of tests carried out by your doctor may show abnormal liver function, increased amounts of the liver enzymes alkaline phosphatase, aspartate aminotransferase, alanine aminotransferase in your blood, abnormal kidney function, increased amounts of creatinine in your blood, changes in blood levels of different salts, sodium, potassium, magnesium, calcium. Speak to your doctor or seek medical attention if you have any of these side effects. Common side effects. Infections of the upper respiratory tract. Decreased number of platelets, cells which help the blood to clot, increase in some white blood cells. Overactive thyroid gland. Decreased secretion of hormones produced by adrenal glands, glands situated above the kidneys. Inflammation of the thyroid gland. Inflammation of the pituitary gland situated at the base of the brain. Weight loss, low sugar levels in the blood, high uric acid levels in the blood, decreased levels of albumin in the blood, dizziness, inflammation of the nerves, causing numbness, weakness, tingling, or burning pain of the arms and legs, impairment of the sense of taste, dry eyes, inflammation of the eye, which causes pain and redness, vision problems, or blurry vision, inflammation of a vein, which can cause redness, tenderness and swelling, nasal congestion, vomiting, dry mouth, mouth ulcers and cold sores, difficulty in swallowing, inflammation of the stomach, gastritis, dry skin, unusual hair loss, or thinning, thickened, sometimes scaly, skin growth, sensitivity to light, painful joints, muscle spasms, muscle weakness, edema, swelling, flu-like symptoms, chills, reactions related to the administration of the medicine, changes in the results of tests carried out by your doctor may show abnormal liver function, high blood levels of the waste product bilirubin, increased levels of different enzymes in the blood, uncommon side effects, inflammation and infection in the hair follicles, disorder in which red blood cells are destroyed faster than they can be made, underactive function of the pituitary gland situated at the base of the brain, underactive function of the glands producing sex hormones, asthma, inflammation of the food pipe, inflammation of the bile duct, skin disease with thickened patches of red skin, often with silvery scales, psoriasis, hives, itchy, bumpy rash, skin rashes, patches of white skin, vitiligo, inflammation of the bursa, fluid-filled sacs that act as a cushion between bones, tendons, joints, and muscles, inflammation of the muscles causing weakness, swelling, and pain, or stiffness, inflammation of muscles causing pain, or stiffness, inflammation of the joints, painful joint disease, absence of sperm in the semen, changes in the results of tests carried out by your doctor may show abnormal C-reactive protein increased, red blood cell sedimentation rate increased. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. OpJuelAg is only available with the doctor's prescription. What OpJuelAg contains. Active ingredients. The active substance is nivolumab and relatlimab. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. The other ingredients are histidine. Histidine hydrochloride monohydrate, sucrose, pentadic acid, polysorbate 80, E433, water for injections. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What OpJuelAg looks like. OpJuelAg concentrate for solution for infusion. Sterile concentrate is a clear to opalescent, colorless to slightly yellow liquid that may contain few light particles. It is available in cartons containing 1 glass vial, Ostar 372783. Who distributes OpJuelAg? Bristol Myers Squibb Australia Pty Ltd. Level 2, 4 Nexus Court, Mulgrave Victoria 3170. Australia. Toll free number 1-800-067-567. Email, medinfo.australia@bms.com. OpJuelAg is a trademark of Bristol Myers Squibb Company. This leaflet was prepared in April 2025.